Lloyd. Matt Flynn, good afternoon. Come on in, folks. Come and take a seat, please, so we can get started. Great. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our Antioch meeting this afternoon. I see some new faces here. JP, can you introduce your worship team, please, to us? Can you introduce your worship team to us? Because I'm not sure we've seen everyone.
I mean, many of these people on the team today are from Koinonia, or very recent graduates. Nathan, Miriam, Chris Pullen, everyone knows. Alex Doyle, everyone knows. And Kai from the Philippines. And Selene.
Marvelous. Great to have you guys serving us this afternoon. Thank you. Who else do we need to introduce? Who else is here for the first time? Welcome, Dinesh.
We have a new brother with us from Service of the Word from Lebanon, Thomas Tuma. He'll be with us forever.
Sounds good to me. Welcome, Thomas. Good to have you with us. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Ilya, welcome. Welcome also. Thank you for coming and joining us. Wow, great. They keep coming. Fantastic. Gabby, welcome. Hey, Angela. Welcome. Great. Great. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Who's here that I do know? Curious feeling lonely up here. Please, somebody come and sit with her. Okay. So this afternoon, we're going to do things in a slightly different order. So you get me to begin with. We will then, in a moment or two, take a short time of praise and worship. We want to come into the Lord's presence. We want to honor him and declare his praises and thank him. And then Neil's going to talk to us. So Neil will be speaking to us, following up on this theme of lamentations and hope, and how do we start moving on from this place, and some suggestions that we can take on board there. And we're going to use that to go back into worship. So it's going to be a two-stage worship process this afternoon. And then we'll finish up in all the usual ways. But as I was praying for this meeting this afternoon, John 4, you know, the well-known story of Jesus encountering the Samaritan woman at the well, came to my mind. Starting at verse 4, now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." I love this story. There's always new things that come out of it for me. And we have this woman who's an exile, an outcast in her own village, coming to draw water in the heat of the day when she knows she will be alone. And shucks, there's somebody else there. And so she comes along, and Jesus asks her for something. Her life is really a bit of a mess. You know, it's not a glorious success. And Jesus asks her for something. And we come before the Lord, and Jesus asks us for something. A word of praise. A word of declaring that he is Lord. A word of faith. He asks for something. Because what he is waiting to give and longing to give is so much greater. He asks her for a drink of water. He's offering her living water welling up inside her to eternal life. So my thought today is just as we gather, you know, as usual, we're coming from all sorts of different places. We've had all sorts of weeks, good ones and not so good ones. And some of us are harassed and thinking, oh, yeah, the last thing I need this afternoon is an Antioch meeting. And some of us are, yes, I really want to be here and I'm looking forward to encountering the Lord. I don't know what sort of detour Jesus had to make to encounter this woman on this day. But the Lord is waiting for each and every one of us. And he has living water for us here today. So I would invite us all, please, to stand and let's just come in to the presence of the Lord that we might worship him and in particular that we might praise his name and give him thanks for the things that he has done. Father in heaven, thank you. Father in heaven, we acknowledge the mighty works of your hand. Lord Jesus, you are involved in all creation. Through you, the world was made. Holy Spirit, you empower us and equip us to respond to the Lord our God. So Holy Spirit, fall on us. Right now we pray that we might come into the presence of the Lord our God and offer him fitting praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.